Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Chris Sharon. And Chris, you've got so much going on.
We do.
Always. We're up here at the Blue Barnberry Farm. Yeah. Is this the heritage room?
The harvest room. Slash bridal suite, yeah. It makes a good recording studio.
Oh, it's beautiful. And looking out the window, you see the beautiful Blue Barnberry Farm and the lake. And what a setup you have here.
Thank you.
This is north on 300 East, kind of across the street from Dewart Lake. But Chris,
perfect.
You are a man of a million different things. Your mind goes faster than anybody's
mind. Yeah, don't tell my wife. She knows.
No, it's awesome. You've got so many things going on. The newest opportunity is called Play in Faith.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So really excited. So what we're trying to build, at the risk of sounding just overly ambitious, is two things. You know, one is just a platform with just tons of content pumping positivity into youth sports culture. You can just go on YouTube, Google some videos of the bad.
And right.
Everywhere, right?
Oh, sure.
It is cursing at referees. It is the social media toilet bowl. I mean, I've personally been coaching for about five years now here locally, and I've had multiple games where I've seen opposing coaches and fans removed with police security.
At what grade level is this?
Late elementary, early middle school. Girls, too, right? I mean, just complete insanity. You know, at its best, sports is an unbelievable dress rehearsal for life.
Sure is.
Right? How to deal with the ups and downs with grace, how to lead, how to be a teammate, how to compete. But sadly, we saw that it's not the experience that a lot of athletes are having. So one is we just want to push that positive content out. And the other side, perhaps more the business side, is an ambitious mission to create the world's largest network of college Christian athlete mentors for upcoming athletes from late elementary school to high school. So we're going to be looking for current college Christian athletes.
Right.
It doesn't have to be at a specific Christian school, but
right.
Who want to give their time, talent, and treasure. We're going to compensate them well, almost like an NIL opportunity. They'll be well paid, but building a mentor network, hopefully with thousands and thousands of partners all across the world. And, let's see what we can do. Maybe we can make a little positive ripple. That's the goal.
So tell us a little bit about your background, because I know you're a basketball junkie. Tell us about your journey from point A to from hosting weddings to now Play in Faith.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously Blue Barn still exists, and I've always said that's more my wife's baby. I love doing the marketing and promotion for it, and we have three event venues, a catering company, and the business is, and we're so blessed to be in this community. It's thrived, and she's got it under control. In the background, while all of that was happening, I've spent my entire adult life basically on stage,
right?
Speaking professionally all over the world. So I started as a junior in college. I did my undergrad at the University of Central Florida.
Tell us about that first speaking engagement, because that's an interesting story.
Yeah. It's a UCF, so it's the largest school in the country, which a lot of people don't realize
by undergrad
enrollment. So there are around about 80,000 now.
Oh my goodness.
To put in context, right, there are more undergraduate students at the university, not more, there are almost as many undergraduate students at UCF as there are residents of Kosciuszko County.
So
it's a big, big, big place. So the better question is, why am I here?
Right.
I met a pretty Indiana farm girl.
Ta-da,
yes. Indiana farm. She got home field advantage. So I started speaking professionally really young, and it's what I've done, the last 20 years. So you really want to hear how that started?
I did. I think it's a cool story.
So, to be cocky and young, right? So it's my junior year at University of Central Florida, and I was super involved on campus, and I was our school's homecoming king and a couple other leadership roles stuff. And so I was volunteering at a big youth conference that we were hosting. So we had, 200-300 kids from all over Florida and South Georgia came for this weekend leadership conference. And, I was one of the student helpers of the conference. And we have a speaker slotted in for the second to last, or the last night of the event.
Sure.
And we're about an hour, maybe an hour and a half before showtime. And we realized she's not going to be there.
Oh, no.
So there was travel delays or weather. So everyone's, freaking out. What are we going to do with all these kids? And we've got this, arena full of people. And so again, O to be 21 and confident, right? So right. I walk right up to the president of our university, fully assuming he knew who I was. I'm sure he did not. But right. I was like, well, of course, like, of I'm course. A homecoming king. I waved at a parade, right? That's I'm right. so important.
Well, you still had your crown on.
So. Yeah, like, oh, how important am I, right? So I just walked up to him, and I had just gotten back from like a big national fraternity leadership conference and learned a few things. And I said, hey, I got it.
Oh my God.
He's like, dude, you got what? Right. And I was like, I got it. What do you need? Like an hour? I was like, I got it.
Are you serious?
And they're completely desperate. They have no choice. Right? So it's a great negotiating tactic, right? Yes. For a place of power. They have no options. And so I jotted down some notes on like a bar napkin.
And this is right before you were ready to go
I'm
on.
Like 21 years old and a kid. I know nothing. I'm sure I was awful.
Oh, but you're great.
I would have not known it. But so then they gave me the mic and walked down on stage, and you know, I told my family something. Maybe it's God moving in mysterious ways. But about 10 minutes in, I knew like that this is where I'm supposed to be.
That's awesome.
So I was two semesters away from graduating with a degree in corporate finance and just, I don't know, doing something at a desk.
Right.
And said, no, I'm not going to do that. Ended up changing majors, which I didn't need to do in retrospect. I'm an entrepreneur, but said this is what I want to do. And then about a year later, you know, there's a company starting up that let me, I sent in a demo video. They gave me a shot, even though the requirement was 5 years experience and a degree.
Hey, you spoke to youth conference.
I was like 22 with neither of those. And they gave me a shot and, you know, here we are. Next thing we know, you know, a couple thousand speaking engagements, consulting engagements all over the world. And, you know, hopefully that has led to here, right?
Right.
Take some of that time, talent, treasure, just a passion for coaching in youth sports. And I think we can make a really big dent. And hopefully it can always come from a place that we're not just building better athletes, we're building better leaders, we're building better people.
Mm-hmm.
And winning is far more than what happens on a court, a field, a pitch. We want to win in life. And I
right.
think that with the team we're putting together and just some of the support, I think we can do that. So
well, it's so important right
that's
now.
That's the next path.
So many kids, I mean, so many, not only kids, but adults, we get our self-worth. We get everything from social mm-hmm. media. What does social media think we Oof. Should be? What does social media think I am?
Mm-hmm.
And now tell us your whole model. Take us through the whole model of playing faith.
Yeah.
What's your vision as far as getting mentors and getting kids? And
sure. Great question. Thanks, Scott. Yeah. Even to back up when you said it's not just the kids, it's the parents. I would agree that youth sports would be incredible if it wasn't for the adults.
Always. It was like 50 years ago.
Fully recognize that I'm an adult. So really the model is aimed to be larger, right? The mentoring would be for the young athletes, you know, 10 to 17, you know, late elementary to all the way up through high school. But the positive content is hopefully aimed towards parents and maybe regulating some social media behaviors that are
awesome.
Detrimental to kids that we don't
right.
realize.
Right.
We don't realize it. And then youth coaches, where there's so many amazing, wonderful coaches out there that mm-hmm. are doing things right. And then maybe there's some that could be stronger. Maybe they don't even know, right? Maybe they had a bad coach when they were in the 80s. Like, get on the line, suicide, Rob. I'm going to throw a chair at him, right?
Oh, yeah, right, right.
I mean, come on. So, I mean, hopefully we can be uplifting for all those different areas. So, you know, we've already done some amazing podcast interviews. And, you know, when we talk about social media, I've had several athletic directors and coaches already tell me that parent social media and in-person behavior can and often is a disqualifying factor in the recruiting process.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. Get that word out there.
Crazy,
yeah,
right?
Right?
Where the kid it's themselves or the athlete, they're not kids at that point, right? They're 17, 18 years old. The athlete's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They qualify academically. They mm-hmm. are physically good enough. But the downside of some of the red flags of behavior of, you know, there's an old line where when someone comes up and tells you they're so excited you're the coach because the last coach was awful, be pretty sure they're going to say the same thing about you
yes,
in 12
right.
months.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah, right.
It is. So really, if we're just getting some of that mindset out there and then, look, we don't want to discount anyone's dreams. Dreaming of athletic glory is awesome. It's mm-hmm. wonderful, but there's more.
Right.
And it's not just athletics. And in fact, the competition side of things, I'd still say like being a lifelong athlete and sports fan is really what built these businesses
mm-hmm.
more than a college class, more than a book I read.
Right.
It's just learning how to be a teammate, how to compete. So anyway, to back up with our model. So basically there's three areas where we've been getting such tremendous support. First is we are currently looking for current college athletes who are Christians,
mm-hmm.
Who want to be mentors.
That's awesome.
We're not preaching at anyone, but the Christianity is a component of it, right? Well, we're rooted in those values, mm-hmm. and we're pretty overt about it.
Right.
Anyone is welcome to participate from a mentee side. You don't have to be, going to church 5 days a week. Like, anybody is welcome here,
right.
but our mentors will be Christians, and they will have faith, and they will pray for your athlete.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, we've had just tremendous support. I mean, we're so blessed right here in our community. I don't know if they're listening to this, but man, the folks over at Grace and
yes, they are.
Chad, the athletic director, and Drew, and I mean, just unbelievable how welcoming and accommodating they've been to this mission. So I don't know that we are ready to launch in a month without them.
Right.
But those are the kind of kids we're looking for.
Okay.
Those kind of college athletes who want to take their time, talent, and treasure, mm-hmm. they would be investing no more than about an hour a week. They'd be all through Zoom, so their athletes may be semi-local, but
okay.
at least in the same time zone. And it'd be a blend where they're going to just be a voice that not only will these young athletes look up to and listen to, but a voice they should listen to.
Should, that's huge. That's a huge point. Could you repeat that? Because that's a huge
right.
point.
So it's not just athletic mentorship. It is everything. So of course, we're going to talk to these kids about their sport. They're going to have an opportunity to upload some videos, mm-hmm. get some tips, some drills.
Right.
They're going to hear about what it takes to practice and train to get to that level.
Right.
That's the dream for most of these kids,
right.
or many of them. So they're going to have that from someone who's currently actively doing it. But there's also going to be weekly lessons or some discussion prompts and topics around character, around team building, around dealing with failure, around who are we really playing for, right? Are we playing for an audience of one, and really letting our light shine? So it's more than just athletics, but obviously that's a big part of it. So that's one fold, right? We've got to find the right athletes and I mean, just gotta look where we live, right? We're just surrounded by like colleges that are bursting with people that are far better than you and I could ever dream of being, right? These amazing, yes. amazing young athletes. So I think the mentorship side will be relatively easy. We've already had dozens and dozens and dozens of athletes reach out. The other side is just bringing in more guests. So
sure.
Hopefully the pod is, we're not competing with you guys. Listen to both shows. so
That's
hopefully
right.
the pod is disseminated about a month. I mean, we've already talked to athletic directors, college coaches,
sure.
national champion athletes, professional athletes. I have a buddy who's an Olympic gold medalist who's sitting down
oh
with
goodness.
Us. Even like a couple of pastors and entrepreneurs who have built these cool things through the lens of competing.
Right.
You know, like an athlete. So the general rule of thumb is anyone who has a connection and a passion for athletics, I want to talk to you. How do we get smarter? We talk to interesting people. We listen, we learn.
Right.
So that is the second part. And then the third thing that we're looking for, obviously, is to start promoting mm-hmm. that we've got these amazing athletes at your disposal, and we want to start partnering them with late elementary, middle school, and high school kids all over the world. We'll start slow.
But yeah.
I mean, hopefully at some point we have thousands and thousands of young athletes partnered with the exact role model they should be looking up to.
Yeah. Well, Chris, knowing your passion and your energy level, you say you start slow. You starting slow is like someone else going 100 miles an hour. So,
yeah, I think you meant it as a compliment.
I did. No, that is. That is.
So I would say that's my biggest strength and biggest weakness. But, I tend to see the finish line and realize we do still have a lot of steps in place. You know, the site is like 95% fleshed out. It's playinfaith.com. But we do have the application side for the mentors mm-hmm. where they can share some information with us. And really, a lot of the mentor recruitment has been just support of colleges and athletic directors and coaches mm-hmm. have been sending us incredible folks. So, yeah, the aim is that we have our mentors in place within the first month of the school year.
Okay.
Hopefully by October, we're partnering them up with, one or two young athletes that they can lead and guide. And we're going to pay them, but let's be honest, they're going to get paid a lot more than money.
Right.
Right.
Oh, of course.
I mean, it's these relationships and the impact that you have. I'm hoping that it can be a platform for a springboard for so many more things in life.
It sounds so exciting.
Yeah, had someone not given me that platform when I was a junior in college, who knows where I would be.
Right.
So maybe we can be that same springboard and someone else finds a life and a career in athletics and leadership and mentoring and mm-hmm. whatever the next step for them is. So hopefully I can help be a launching pad for a ton of awesome college kids.
Yeah, well, you sure will.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.